Spooks and Boots.
Bonjour! Alrighty then! Bitch, what you been doing, bitch?
A whole lot of nothing.
Really?
Yeah, literally a whole lot of nothing. I'm been doing a lot of anxiety shopping that I shouldn't be doing.
Bitch, you gotta save up for the trip. What you mean a lot of anxiety shopping?
I know, but I don't know. Today has just been a weird day, so I'm like, I need to go shopping, and then it didn't help me feel better, so it really didn't do anything. But I didn't buy shit that I didn't need. I bought shit that I didn't need.
Okay, that's a good thing, then. Always buy shit that you need. If you can't buy it twice, don't buy it at all. Enjoying life.
Yep. So, yeah, I've just done some shopping, and, yeah, just what have you been up to?
Working like a fucking slave.
I know. That sucks that you have to work today.
Today and this Friday. I mean, and this Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And then next weekend, I leave on vacation.
Next week?
Yep. Next Wednesday, I leave to Chicago.
Oh.
So, what is your current event?
Well, we haven't even introduced the podcast.
Jesus, this is what I always do. I'm like, oh, let's get straight to the juice.
Right.
And y'all don't even know who the fuck we are. I am your wonderful, dunderful, that makes no sense, host, Rachel.
And I am Luz, and welcome to Spooks and Boots.
Where you shiver your timbers, bitch.
Oh my goodness.
Alright,
so current events. Well, what's your current event? Because I don't know if we're going to have the same current event.
Right. So actually, I found a article that says massive dragon man skull found in China might be a new human evolutionary branch.
Okay. So that's definitely not what I had, but it sounds very, very interesting. So a dragon skull was found?
No, it was basically a dragon man skull. So basically his skull is just like huge. So a gigantic fossilized skull that was hidden in well in China for about like 90 years has been discovered by scientists, and it's making them rethink human evolution. The skull was originally found in 1933 by Chinese laborers building a bridge in Harbin in northern Chinese city during the Japanese occupation, researchers have said. To prevent the skull from falling into Japanese hands, it was wrapped and hidden in an abandoned well. It was only rediscovered in 2018 when the old man who originally hid it told his grandson shortly before his death. The remarkably well-preserved fossil has been labeled a new human species, Homo longi, by Chinese researchers. The species has been dubbed Dragon Man. For the northern Chinese province where the skull was found in Heilongjiang, or in English, Black Dragon River region. In the series of three articles published in the research journal, The Evolutionary, on Friday, scientists posted that the skull belonged to approximately a 50-year-old man. He would have had a wide nose that allowed him to breathe uninhibitable.
All right, so my current event is, you know, the
during heavy activity and probably would have been built sturdily to withstand the frigid regional winters, researchers wrote. One of the most remarkable aspects of the Harbin cranium is its massive size, which at 9 inches long and more than 6 inches wide is significantly larger than modern human skull. The skull also has a cranial capacity of over 1,420 milliliters or 48 fluid ounces. that falls into the cranial capacity range of a modern human, but the skull also possesses many primitive features that make it unique link between modern humans and Neanderthals. Beneath the break Bro Ridge, the face has a large square eye socket, but is delicate despite its size. So basically, I'm not gonna keep reading the article, but basically they just found a big ass skull, and now it questions a lot of human evolution because this skull is so big and the nose was so wide that now they're questioning this whole entire human evolution species.
So what is it like a fossil to like the missing link?
Yeah, basically what they're saying is that this is a new species. They don't know what type of species this is because this skull, the brain, the skull is so big, and I have the picture right here. I can post it later. But the eye socket, you can just tell it's just very big, and like the nose is really big, and the skull in general is just big, and you can tell it is from like kind of like an Ice Age era, and that this species was able to withstand a lot of, I guess, natural things that we can't now. So they had like a bigger nose, bigger eyes, bigger mouth and teeth, had more teeth, basically, so they could, I guess, hunt and gather and things like that.
I mean, for the most part, like the human version of us during those times were hunter gatherers. I mean, that was the only way of living at the time.
Right. And this is literally its own new species because nothing like this has been discovered. So it's called the Homo longi is this new species.
The Homo longi?
Mm-hmm.
Or, where the fuck do they come up with these names, bro?
I wish I could tell you. It was found in the Black Dragon River.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. I know. It was found in China, so it's pretty interesting. And there's like a picture of the man, like a 3D picture, and he's like dark, and his eyes, like his eyebrows are like a little poked out, and he has like long hair. So he does look like he's part of the caveman era.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely we've evolutionized from this look, because you can tell that when this species was there, that they had to adapt to their surroundings. So
that's awesome.
I like it. I'm with it. So
the Homo longis. The humans have done it again.
Oh God.
And you know, we've caught the ocean on fire. Oh my God. So yeah, it's just that oil company, you know, it's owned by a Mexico company. So they pretty much, you know, caused a rupture in an undersea gas pipeline, and it exploded, and now they have like this huge ring of fire in the ocean. Like the ocean is literally on fire.
How is my question? How?
It's just like, you know,
one step
closer to destroying our planet. Good job, humans.
Yes, we are the freaking best.
We are so awesome at destroying
anything that comes into our path.
Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty like crazy. Like if you look up the picture of it, like if you go on Google or anywhere, and see the picture of it, it doesn't even look like it's a real thing. It looks like something from a fucking movie. Like it's literally like this huge circle of fire in the ocean. In the ocean.
Yep.
Like the ocean is on fire. And you know what I find is so funny is like you see these tiny little boats trying to put it out. Like it's already in water. You know what I mean?
Yep. When I first saw like that the ocean was on fire, I was confused. And then I was like, I'm not shocked because we fuck everything up.
Yeah, like
And
I'm
we're
telling you, it
100%.
does not even look like it's real. It's crazy how it looks, but it's scary, and it's just sad how we just keep destroying the planet.
Take care of this. I feel like we're going to get to the point where it's too late.
I'm
What?
telling you, I really feel like we're already at that point. Like nobody gives a shit.
Nope. Everyone's like, we're gonna die anyways. So, but it's like, like, why don't you want to leave this world for your children? Nice.
Yeah, like, and it's
It's
not
not.
fair. Like, you imagined, like, the marine life that suffered because of this, you know, and how it's gonna impact, you know, their world and the ocean. Like, come on, bro.
I selfishness, people don't think about that stuff, to
It
be
is selfishness. Yeah, it is.
like,
It's just like, why? There's so much other, like, you know, things that we can use aside from oil.
water.
Yeah.
I mean,
So, yeah. So,
they've
this.
invented shit
Yes,
like.
it says this was caused by a rupture in the gas pipeline in the Gulf of Mexico.
Connecting flights from Bismarck are in Denver, and I've seen a couple of them, and I just think it's like mad creepy, and I wonder why. And then there's also like this giant blue horse, but we'll get into that. So beyond the airport being unneeded, which in itself lays groundwork for some of these wild theories, isn't the fact that the airport was also completed 2 years behind schedule shook.
It's funny because they showed this tiny little boat too, and it was spraying
And
water, but it wasn't spraying water like anywhere near.
it was spraying water around it. I saw, I was like, oh wow, look at
Yeah.
that. Them spraying water nowhere near
Nope.
the fire.
Yeah, that tiny little boat. It's like, yo, what are you doing?
Was like, no, it was like two or three of them, and then they're all like aiming the nitrogen or the water, not even close to the fire. Like none of the boats want to get near that middle. They're just like, okay, I'm just me.
Yeah, because God knows, like, God forbid, you know, it would have been like worse. But no, thank God it wasn't worse than what it was.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
Hey.
so let's be careful, people, when we're working on this, you know, pipelines in the oceans. So, yeah, this is sad.
Man. Y'all, save our Earth. Like, I don't think people understand like how big of a deal this is. Like how
Yeah.
big the ocean being on fire, the ocean being on fire. I don't like nobody's taking this as serious as it should be.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully, you know, they acted pretty quickly and they, you know, managed to put it out really quickly too. But just
Still.
the fact that, you know, something like this can happen, like, come on, like, this is ridiculous. This is,
I didn't
yeah.
know the ocean could get on fire. Like when I saw the picture, I was like, oh, I thought that this was a joke. But then I kept like reading and I was like, oh shit, no, like the ocean is actually on fire.
Yeah. So apparently they had to use nitrogen to get the fire under control,
That
which,
makes sense.
yeah. But, you know, thankfully it was, you know, taken care of quickly, but it's crazy. It's an unfortunate event, I guess.
Very
But it was
extremely.
just scary, like the pictures. They were like, it was a pretty crazy thing to watch. I'm telling you, it looked like a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, and watch them put it out.
Yeah.
Stay in school, kids. All right, we get into the juicy stuff now.
Yes. So,
So,
today's episode, what are we going to be talking about, Rachel?
Denver airport. There's been a lot of conspiracies around the Denver airport. And the funny thing is just like the CEO and like the manager and just people who are on like in the top of the Denver airport just go along with all the conspiracies. Like, yeah, like they act like, oh yeah, whatever. Like they roll with the conspiracies, I guess, because they think it's fun. So
yeah,
which is very interesting. But
it brings them more business, of course.
Yeah, I mean, because like, so I don't know if any of you guys have been to the Denver airport, but there's like these like little things that talk in the airport. So there's like different, like in different sections, there'll be like these little dragons that they'll like move and talk and just say some random ass shit. And people are wondering like, why the fuck, like, do they have that around the whole entire airport, which is mad weird. And I like, when I go to the Denver airport, because a lot of times, like, weirdly, due to many contractors being fired during the construction and grossly over budget by the time it was finished. Theorists say that switching contractors so many times made sure that nobody truly understood the true scope of the project, with many levels, underground tunnels, and tunnels through different areas. Also, the fact that the project was initially supposed to only cost around $1.5 billion and it ended up costing $5.6 billion, which leaves room for outrageous speculations. The difference between the initial estimate for the cost of the construction and the actual price of the buildings tells theorists that there might just be more to the airport than meets the eye on the ground levels.
Yeah, because that amount of money, like that huge of a difference in budget, like, you know how much more you can build to a structure? And we're not even talking about like millions of dollars. We're talking about billions of dollars.
And you telling me that they spent those $1 billion for the horse and all those little talking people and the paintings in the airport?
Yo, that's a dope ass horse.
No, bitch! That's a scary ass fucking horse!
It's dope. Like, it's that, you know, pretty blue and, you know, I mean, yeah, it's got the red eyes. That's the creepy part about it. But aside from that, it's a nice looking horse. It's a very nice statue.
Let me give you a little background on the blue Mustang, also known as the Blucifer.
Blucifer.
Blucifer, bitch. Blucifer. 32-foot fiberglass sculpture by an artist called Luis Jimenez, located along Peña Boulevard. It's also inspired by the sculpture Mesteño at the University of Oklahoma, but sinister events surrounding the sculpture have fueled conspiracy theories for years.
Yeah, because didn't the artist die during the construction of it? Yeah, like a piece of the statue fell on top of him and crushed him.
Mm-hmm. And also the statue has like red glowing eyes, and it's like basically as a nod to the four horsemen of the apocalypse, though the artist once said that the red color was for in the honor of the wild spirit of the American West.
Yeah. Yeah, but I feel like, okay, I understand the horse, you know, in the American West, but when you think about a horse in the American West, you think of like a nice, like, cinnamon colored horse, or stallion, you know, or like a black stallion or something like that. But this is a blue fucking horse with cracks all over it and red glowing eyes. Like, it's not very reminiscent to Western, you know, ideals. I feel is very, very, like, I don't know. It does have a lot of very, like, a dark, you know, feel to it.
Right. That's why a lot of people call it the
Blucifer.
Blucifer. Yeah. So, I mean, there's also another theory that it was built by the New World Order. So there are many theories about who built the Denver airport. One of the most persistent theories is that the airport was built by the New World Order to Nazism. The theory even goes as far to say that the airport runways are built to resemble a swastika from above.
Yeah, it's true. It's true, because if you look at an aerial image of it, it does resemble the swastika.
Yep.
It really does.
It does. No. And I saw a picture. There's also other runways, but like the main runways look like a swastika.
Yeah. So, I mean, they need to like stop, you know, saying that this is like just a bad, you know, symbol. Because the swastika was initially not a bad symbol. Nope. The Nazis turned it into something evil. But, you know, in Eastern traditions, the symbol meant, you know, something positive. It meant, you know, what was it like? Peace or harmony or something like that.
Yeah. And no, and it also, I'm pretty sure that symbol used to be the symbol for like African police officers or something like that.
Yeah, like there's a lot of other, like, you know, meanings to this symbol besides Nazism.
Right. But the main thing is Nazism. So now a symbol that was used as peace and has been turned to something heinous. Because now if you see a swastika, like, I mean, or a sign like that, you're going to initially think the swastika. Right. Just because it has such a bad connotation for so long, and that's all we learned in school.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, there's no way around it at this point. Even if you get that tattooed meaning something else, like, it's just everyone's initial thought is going to be the swastika.
Yeah. So like, remember, like, in the anime, in the manga for Naruto, like, one of the characters, Neji, he had the symbol on his eyebrow. But it had to be changed to an X because of the meaning that the rest of the world had with the swastika. You know, right. Their belief was it still, you know, with the whole, you know, peaceful, whatever, you know, meaning to it behind it. But they had to change it on the anime so that way it didn't, you know, it wasn't so controversial.
Right. Oh, I mean, it is a controversial sign, so I don't blame them. Like, that sign has been just tarnished at this point, so there's nothing else, like, I guess, at that point. But another conspiracy also about this airport is that it contains the Illuminati headquarters. So in addition to being built by the Nazi New World Order, rumors abound about the many unmarked buildings and underground areas on the airport's property. Yeah. This theory may have stemmed from a time capsule buried on the property, which bears symbols from the Freemasons, which are linked to the Illuminati. One of the main reasons why this conspiracy theory has so much power is because the airport was much more expensive than originally projected. So, how was the airport completed? Conspiracy theories point to Illuminati money, which some believe was used to finish DIA's construction in exchange for secret society using the property. According to the DIA websites, rumors say that the first few buildings on the property were not built properly, but instead of demolishing them, the airport simply buried them and built more buildings on top, giving the Illuminati its own underground lair. So, I don't know if you've ever been to the Denver airport, but they actually do have a Freemason, like, statue or, like, a...
They have a plaque.
Yeah, they have a plaque.
Yeah, saying, the reason why they have that plaque was because they did, the Freemasons did help fund the building of the airport.
Right. They did. So they're just, like, thanking them. And that's, like, the biggest conspiracy because of the fact that why did you have this secret society pay for this mysterious big airport that didn't really need to be built?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's a little sketch to me. And I don't know. That was like the main thing that caught my eye about this was just the fact that how are you going to let such a secretive society / looking for questionable society fund an airport and then them have them build a building, say, quote unquote, it was not built correctly, bury it, and then build one on top. So what is the building underground used for? Why was there so much money used in this airport by this secret society?
Right.
So Who knows? Dun, dun, dun. So, next, speaking of underground, so the other conspiracy.
They say that that a lot of the undergrounds is used for storage and for like transport of luggages and shit.
Right, right. That's what I saw a video of this woman. She was just giving us a tour of like the tour. Airport.
Yeah, I think I saw the same one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she was basically saying, well, yeah, there's so many conspiracies, but I'm going to take you downstairs. It's like, yeah, no, bitch. You ain't take us all the way downstairs. The fuck? Like, I know y'all got some secret hidden doors. Like, I like the fact that they make it seem like, oh, yeah, it's all open. Like, look at this, look at that. But it's just like, there is more to it than meets the eye. Yes,
well, the thing is, like, there's supposed to be, like, tunnels that you know, start, you know, from far off distances that lead into the Denver airport. Underground right. tunnels.
Right. And that's to move the baggage and stuff, and that's what they say, but I don't know, man. If there is a building...
No, like, other tunnels. Like, other tunnels. Oh. Like, that they're, like, they start off in, like, some other, like, random location. And then, like, they lead you all the way to the
airport.
The airport, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, there's like tunnels that go, yeah, yeah, like, to other cities and stuff.
Yeah.
Towns. Yeah. And it's, like, why?
Because it's, like, a way for, like, the elite to get to their location without being, you know, like, super... out there with it.
Right. And that makes sense, though, if you really think about it. Okay, you have a whole bunch of elites going to the Denver airport all the time. That's going to make people question, all right, there's something popping off at the Denver airport.
I mean, they could be traveling by. It doesn't necessarily mean that there's something sinister just because they're at the airport.
But
the
whole
point of these tunnel systems is for them to get to the underground, you know, stuff without being noticed.
Right. And that's what I'm saying, though. So having all these elite people just go to the airport and go down to, like, the basement or whatever, I feel like that would be too sketch. So having somewhere, being out of town, far away, and going through an underground tunnel and then getting to the airport, I feel like that's a smarter idea because you never really see the elites. Because you will see the elites going into, like, to the airport on a regular basis if it was underground. Even if it like the bunker was underground, they would still have to make their way through the airport. But if they have a tunnel that goes through another town, then I feel like that's a better way for them to get through the airport, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So rumors surrounding the apocalypse are probably some of the biggest conspiracy theories about the airport. Yes, there are underground tunnels in the airport, including a train that runs between concourses and a defunct automated baggage system, according to Reader's Digest. But the true nature of the tunnels is believed more nefarious. Some have theorized that the tunnels also contain underground bunkers, possibly built by lizard peoples or alien, that will serve as a safe place for the New World's elite during the apocalypse. According to the DIA website, according to the Denver Post, other theorists say that the tunnels directly lead to North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, which is located only about 100 miles south of the airport in Colorado Springs. However, it seems like an expensive mode of travel, not to mention the new DIA has only been open for about 25 years, and it could possibly take decades to construct a tunnel of that length, according to the Denver Post. So that was a little snippet of the bunker. So they were saying that basically, like, lizard people or aliens possibly could have built these underground bunkers.
Reptilian aliens built the underground bunkers.
Yes, that's what they were theorizing. Like, yes. I know. So the artwork also provides clues about the end of the world. So there are a lot of weird pieces of art throughout the DIA as a part of the airport's public art collection. Besides the giant horse statue on the Peña Boulevard, according to the Denver Post, some of these eerie artworks include murals by artist Leo Tanguma, which some believe have allies or allege Nazi imagery in the murals as proof that the airport is somehow linked to a fascist secret society. In reality, Tanjuma's murals are about world peace and a healthy environment, according to the Denver Post. Although we can admit the murals are pretty terrifying to look at, despite their hopeful messages, others are fixated on the random gargoyle statues that seem to watch over the airport, which the gargoyles may seem a little suspicious. Gargoyles
Yeah,
have
but
been
gargoyles are not bad. They're good.
They supposedly throughout the centuries in architectures as totem to ward off evil spirits and protect the buildings. That's what they're used for. Many of the gargoyles are placed at the baggage claim to protect travelers' luggage, according to Mental Floss. So, and there's like different pictures. I don't like these. It's like crazy because I'm looking at these pictures and it's kind of like, what? Like, why do you have this at an airport? And it's like hundreds and thousands of dollars for these paintings.
Yeah.
I don't know. So there's a painting called Children of the World Dream of Peace. And it's a gas mask soldier, Rex HA Havoc, HAVOC, with a gun
They
and
raid havoc.
Havoc. I don't know how to say the word. Havoc. Sword.
Havoc.
Panic. With a gun and a sword. There's also caravan of refugees trudging onward away from him and hiding a child with a teddy bear. A dead child in someone's arms and ruins everywhere. In the second section of the mural, there's a celebration of many young people with the same soldier dead below them. Doves rest on the body and his sword is being disassembled by a kid with a hammer.
Yeah, that I've seen the mural, and it's pretty impressive. But he did state that the artist that drawing was pretty much like, in a way, his depiction of what would happen, if humanity didn't, change their ways. And that's
That
why,
makes
like, you see a lot of destruction and a lot of apocalyptic, imagery.
things and destroy it.
Right.
So, I mean, there is good intentions behind it, but if you just walk back past these murals and paintings, like you're gonna be like, why the hell is this in an airport? So it makes you question it.
Right. Like, what's with that dark theme?
Right. And there's like a lot of those pictures are really like dark theme, because there's another picture here that it shows a brightly colored horrific scene of trees burning in the background. Animals in glass cages, girl lying in the coffin, and the young people fleeing the scene while crying. Some serious, huh? Some seriously dark and scary stuff to be sure. And in the second section of the mural, though, we see a diverse number of children and animals coming together around the futuristic plant. So, in peace and harmony with nature after mural. The initial known theme of environmental destruction versus environmental healing is so easy to see, but many people believe there is more than meets the eye to the famous work. And yeah, that's pretty
Cool.
much it about the Denver airport
The Denver Airport.
and the underground bunkers. Let me know if y'all think that people like have underground bunkers there and the Illuminati freaking paid for most of this shit, or if any of you guys have actually been to the Denver airport and you get like an eerie feeling, because every time I go to the Denver airport I always get this like off feeling every time I go. I don't know why.
I've never been to the Denver airport.
I mean, it's huge, but it's like, I don't know. I just get this bad feeling every time.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, that horse is definitely something.
In the first picture, the children of war, the children of the world dream of peace. There's the guy with the green, he has like this green suit on. He has a sword in one hand and like this AR rifle slash, it looks like a gun. It's a gun sword, whatever, in one. And he has like his knife over this family, these kids, whatever, whatever. And then there's another picture where all these like different races, and it's very colorful picture, all these different races and a whole bunch of children just come together and are on top of this gas mask man. So it looks like they overcame this whatever. So basically, like I said, the first picture, it just shows the evil society and someone might destroy it. And then the other picture was previously driven out of society and it's currently working together to come together and overcome these bad
to admire.
Right.
It's very blue. Yeah, but yeah, that's the Denver airport. Like, I don't know. Like, to me, I feel like the most suspicious thing, it's just the budgeting when it came to construction and the time. Like, obviously, and hiring and firing. With the amount of money that went into this place and the time that it took, I definitely feel like there may have been, like, something more, like, added to it that was not released to the public for whatever reason. But that's, like, that's billions of dollars.
Yes, and the fact that they don't have that, nobody really knows the whole entire scope of the airport is like crazy, because contractors have been fired, have been hired, so nobody really knows.
That's what it is. It's like nobody knows, like everybody that worked on it, like worked on it partially, you know, nobody worked on it from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm. So nobody really knows.
That's crazy, though. That's so weird. Like, it's definitely a whole lot of bizarre circumstances behind the construction of it. So I don't know. Maybe they have like some. What if the underneath it is the new Area 51, because you know, everybody knew about Area 51. Like, at the beginning was so secretive, nobody knew about it, but eventually word got out of it and eventually everybody knew about Area 51. So of course they had to, you know, relocate, you know, all the secret shit to another location that was, you know, not known to anybody. So why not do it, you know, underneath an airport while it's being constructed, because it's already been constructed. So, you know, it's just easy to just, you know, sweep in there and just, you know, hey, let's add a secret government facility under this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good theory.
Amen. Hey, Luce, you need to just start making your own conspiracies, because every time you always come up with logical ass conspiracies that make sense. They make sense, Luce.
Maybe. I mean, it makes sense, though, I think. Like, it'll explain the billions of dollars, mm-hmm, and why they have all these tunnel systems leading out to other cities and shit.
Exactly.
It's to import and export alien shit. That's what it is.
And
that's the link
it.
With the reptilians. That's where the reptilians were involved in it.
See, because Area 51, like, you could, if people fly over it, you could see whatever, like, if somebody's bringing in and out shit. But if you have an underground system already built with a building underground, oh, yeah, no.
Yeah. Is that Ivy?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Y'all, ignore my dog in the background. She's snoring.
That's her snoring? Holy shit. No. She snores really loud.
I know. She's trying to bite me. So, like, that's how Frenchies breathe. Like,
oh, okay. Yeah, I thought she was snoring.
No. She'll snore somewhere. I would have woken her up because she snores. Like,
oh my god.
Yes.
Like, you know, my cat snore too. It's so cute.
It's like a grown ass man. Like, her snore wakes me up because it'll be like,
oh my god.
I'm like, oh, come on. Oh. So I wake her up and then try and go to sleep.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know.
Poor little Frenchie.
My little princess. But alrighty, y'all. That was the episode. I apologize for the late episode. It's my fault because your girl got a new job and now I work Monday through Sunday, 7 to 7, nonstop.
Busy woman.
Grind don't stop. The grind don't ever stop.
Busy woman.
Grind don't ever stop.
But get that paper, get that paper.
Sheen, I'm trying to throw that. I'm gonna stop. Thank you for listening to this episode of Spooks and Boots. Hope you enjoyed it. If you guys have ever been to the Denver airport or have any conspiracies that you want to hear on the next episode or any questions, comments, concerns, you can find us at spooksandboots20@gmail.com, Spooks and Boots Podcast at on Facebook and Instagram. And yeah.
And you listen to us on Spotify. What's the other one? Apple Podcasts and Anchor and everything. That everywhere where there's podcasts, you can listen to us.
Baby, we everywhere. We international hoes.
Yes, here is support us. Also, you can click on the link on our Instagram if you want to show us some support as well. And we definitely appreciate it. And can't wait to see you guys next week. Well, not see you physically, but you know what I mean.
Can't wait to turn up. And if you're listening to this now in the car, and if you're at home, take a shot.
Yes. Well, right now, you can take a shot in the car.
I'm sorry, not in the car. But if you're at home and you have a bottle and you're like, should I drink? Yeah, no, do it right now. Take a shot right now.
Just do it.
Take two. Fuck it. One for Luce and one for me.
Yes. Make it a double.
Make it a triple. One for you, Luce, and me.
Yes. Get litty titty bitty committee.
Alrighty, y'all. Spooks and Boots out.
Spooks and Boots out. Hasta la luego.
Hasta la pasta.
Peace. All right. Were you able to hear me good? Because I had to like remove the mic.
No, I actually heard you perfectly. This is the best I've heard you.
Okay. Yeah, I removed the mic because that mic was it's been causing it to like get all fucked up, and like it sounds like muffled when I don't use the mic, but it sounds better without the mic because it's not so echoey. But I don't know. I think it's a combination of the mic and the headphones. I just need new equipment altogether. All right. So next episode, we got to do a paranormal because we've just been doing conspiracies. So I'll go through the list of like paranormal stuff. Do you have any paranormal stuff on your list?
No.
Did you ever create the thingy on the You didn't?
Yeah.
Okay. It's on the email, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's on the it's in the Excel sheet. And I can actually just send you this.
Is there a way to like share?
It's on the Spooks and Boots Excel. Hold on.
On the Google email.
Google Sheets. Is it not here? Oh no. Hold on. Hold on. I think it's either in like the Google Word document, like Google Docs. Let me see. Okay. Tu se jode. My goodness. Okay, let me go to...